Hello, culinary enthusiasts. You're tuned into Simple Recipe Box with your host, Ben Harper. Today, we're diving into the world of homemade jellies with a delicious twist. Get ready to unlock the secrets of making luscious black cherry jelly. Whether you're a seasoned chef or just starting out, this episode is packed with tips and tricks to help you create the perfect spread. So, let's get cooking. First things first, let's talk about what you'll need for this recipe. For the best results, you'll want to gather fresh black cherries. About 2 pounds should do. You'll also need pectin, which is crucial for getting that perfect jelly texture. About 4 cups of sugar, a splash of lemon juice, and a little water. Remember, the quality of your cherries can really make or break your jelly, so choose wisely. Now onto the equipment. You'll need a large pot, a jelly strainer or cheesecloth, and canning jars if you're looking to preserve your jelly. Oh, and don't forget a cherry pitter. It can be a real time saver. Let's start by preparing your cherries. Wash them thoroughly, pit them, and then chop them coarsely. You'll want about 4 cups of chopped cherries. Place these in your large pot, cover them with just enough water, and bring them to a boil. Then, let them simmer for about 10 to 15 minutes to extract all that juicy goodness. After your cherries have simmered, strain the mixture to get a beautiful, clear cherry juice. This will be the base of your jelly. Next, it's time to add the pectin and sugar. For every cup of juice, sprinkle about 1 to 2 tablespoons of pectin mixed with sugar. Bring this mixture to a full rolling boil, stirring constantly, then let it simmer until it thickens, which should take about 10 to 20 minutes. And here's a pro tip for you. To check if your jelly is ready, look for it to coat the back of a spoon with a gel-like consistency. Once it's there, pour your jelly into sterilized jars, leaving some space at the top, seal them up, and process in a water bath for 10 minutes to make them shelf-stable. And voila, you've just made your very own black cherry jelly. Enjoy it on toast, swirl it into yogurt, or serve it atop your favorite desserts. The rich, deep flavor of black cherries is sure to elevate any dish. Well, that's a wrap for today's episode. I hope you feel inspired to try this black cherry jelly recipe at home. Thank you for joining me on Simple Recipe Box. Until next time, keep sharing the joy of cooking and creating beautiful meals. Happy cooking, everyone. Who fades out?